Mike Stewart is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Duluth. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Well, you, for this time of year, couldn't ask for better weather.
Oh, it's really going to be nice. The storm that's off to the south, that's dumping snow across the great the Central Plains and the Ohio Valley, is not even going to touch us. And over the next really week, we're looking at temperatures, high temperatures, probably in the low to mid-30s. And partly sunny, and then lows in the low to mid, probably teens to low 20s. So it's actually going to be very nice all this week. Slow snow melt, which we want, because we don't want it too fast, because it may cause some flooding problems. And right now it looks really nice.
And you're going to take credit for it, right?
Yes, in this case I will.
Well, it does sound like I couldn't get Carol Christensen to confirm the fact that if March comes in like a lamb, it goes out like a lion. Well, it came in like a lamb, and it sounds like it's going to go out like a lamb, so that's good news.
Yes, that is good news.
Now, you mentioned the snow, the slow snow melt, so let's talk a little bit. We've got two problems. We've got drought, and we've got floods in the usual places.
Yes, unfortunately, at least in the local area there up in the Arrowhead, if we can say have a slow snow melt, we shouldn't have too much flooding problems at all. We're looking at maybe minor flooding at the worst if we can have a slow snow melt. Now, unfortunately, over toward the Red River in that area, they're looking at a 50% chance of major flooding over there. So they're going to have much more problems over in the Red River of the North area. And that's where a lot of the big focus will be. The rest of the area, we're just, right now we're looking at minor flooding. As long as we have a slow snow melt and not any heavy rains over the next month or so.
But on the other hand, we did a little story last week on a thing called concrete frost. First, describe what concrete frost is, and then what we need to take the most advantage of getting moisture in our soil.
Well, what concrete frost is the moisture is in all the pores of the dirt. So basically, when it froze like concrete. There is no openings at all. So basically, it's like rock. So if you dig down underneath the snow, that's what you have. So when we do have the snow melt, it's not going into the ground, and we need at first, and we need the water at top to slowly melt the water that is in the soil. And at night, and when we have, say, a slow snow melt, what's ideal is warm during the day, low to mid-30s, which we're going to have, and then 20s at night, so it slows down the melting. It freezes up again, and then it melts again. It's like a cycle. And then eventually it's going to eat away at the concrete, the ice in there, and then we'll get moisture into the soil. Now, you mentioned about the drought. Right now, the Arrowhead is in a moderate drought, so we're kind of hurting right there. And if we can, once we can get the water into the soil, we can at least hopefully alleviate the drought conditions somewhat, because we have a pretty good snowpack up across there with good water content.
Well, the whole freeze-thaw situation sounds to me that not only will it get rid of concrete frost, but it's really good for the maple syrup run.
Oh, it should be great for it. Okay. So if we can just have that, then we can have great syrup for our pancakes.
Okay. We've been speaking with Mike Stewart. He's a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Duluth. Thank you so much, Mike.
Thank you.